Boomer and Warner in the morning, live and loud in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Plumbing. Everyone gets some plumbing. If only there were a tent sale, you know, where you could get some plumbing, faucets, tubs, sinks, proper fittings, all that stuff. But I don't want to pay full retail. I want a bargain. Like, I want a deal.
It's kind of like Jay with the Bennett jersey.
Yeah.
I'd like something that's almost free or close to free.
Well, I'm
deep discount.
Not that pathetic.
Right.
Because yeah. I'd like a deal. I'm not asking for it free,
autographed,
and game. I mean, not that embarrassing.
I didn't ask for any of that, by the way. It was all forced on me.
No. It was really pathetic to hear that yesterday, wasn't it?
If you weren't the guy that had to find the audio, because I think if you were the guy,
yeah.
We had somebody else.
Real tough to track down for some reason. I don't know. Yeah.
Yesterday.
It is, eh?
Yeah, those archives. Apparently yesterday didn't really...
Hard to...
Something didn't work there.
Hard to click on that folder and open it. Can't do
it. On the blink. Yeah, tough. Why I'm saying that, of course, is because, I'm being silly. We're at a tent sale today, Pinder. We're at the EMCO tent sale where you talk about heavy discounts. How's 50 to 90%?
That's almost as good as Jay's 100% off
almost,
Sam Bennett.
Yeah.
90?
Whew. Almost.
50 to 90?
Open today from 6 till 8. Friday, 6 till 6. Saturday from 8 until 4.
These are our boys, eh?
Yeah.
Like, these contractors up early at it. Like, this place is buzzing already. People buying stuff.
I was going to say, I was
6 a.m.?
Kind of surprised.
Settle down, boys.
I just assumed everyone was always as tired as I was and just kind of slept till about 8 or 9.
No, apparently other people are up that have to keep working all day, don't get to leave at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
In buying hoses and fittings. You see this here? This was the bane of my existence for
this bastard.
This exact one. This is the Hornet. You know what that is?
It's a long-life rubber flapper with chain and hook.
It's the flapper.
No, what does this do?
What that does...
Is this the toilet like I think it is?
Yeah. This hooks to... So when you press the...
Lever.
The thing,
mm-hmm.
The arm inside the top of the tank goes up.
Right.
This hooks to it, boonk, and pulls the flapper up so that the water...
Goes down.
...could go in. Except if this son of a... ...doesn't seal quite right...
Yeah.
Then the water just keeps running through
and
running through. So you need a very good seal between the flapper when it comes down and the actual fitting on the bottom. Otherwise, you're just spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month on water.
You should be in sales. I want to buy three of these things.
For no reason.
Yeah.
But the Hornet. I mean, you're Ryan, today for you and only for you.
Mm-hmm. You're going to buy me a Hornet?
I'm going to buy you a Hornet. I'm going to buy you a flapper to close your hole.
I feel like... Well, the Halloween costume might involve a flapper later this morning as well. I don't know.
We'll make sure that the fit is good, and then we'll take the Hornet, and we're gonna close your big hole.
Plug my hole.
We're gonna shut Finger's hole.
I feel like depending on what hole that is, the listeners might like that. I don't.
No, but honestly, I these stupid things, unless they're the right ones, they don't seal, and then you're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth to the department store. Come here, and they'll tell you what you're doing. And they'll hook you up with the Hornet.
Now, what was that Weird Al cover of a Coolio song? Do you remember that one?
Amish Paradise?
See, we're in Plumber's Paradise here.
We are in Plumber's Paradise. We absolutely are. Yeah, see, here's the other part of it. This is your flapper, and that's the right there. You need this and this to seal correctly.
You're painting a picture, I tell you. This is great radio.
It is, right?
Yeah.
You need this.
And then this. See this
and
here?
And this.
That's the one. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Is this a missed calling? I feel like you have the physique to work in this industry.
Oh, I got the crank for it. That's for sure. That could be a good Halloween costume. Just be a what are you? I'm a plumber, but I'm actually just dressing like I always do.
Just crawl around on all fours with 6 inches of crack hanging out.
Bike rack hanging out.
Jeez, a bike rack.
How are you today,
God
sir?
Almighty. I'm fine. You know what? You guys overdid it again. You and
no,
Rhett.
Listen.
Okay.
I didn't.
Rhett did? Jay did.
Yes.
Greg did.
Greg was fine.
He was unbelievable.
Rhett was fine.
You know what I mean by overdid it? Like, you can imagine what that event would be, and then you'd show up, you crushed it, blew it out of the water.
Yeah. A little bit later, I'll tell you exactly how much food we went through.
Oof, that's...
Because Greg doesn't shortchange you at Bon Ton. He'll make what you need and then a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We blew through...
So times that by 100.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Good but people.
Yeah,
it was fun.
DeForest, every time I saw him, he had a new plate.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was potato salad and something else. Then it was potato salad and something else. And then near the end, it was just packets of mustard.
I think you're exaggerating. I went once.
Am I?
Filled my plate.
Am I?
Got some meat.
Got to
get
salad.
That
went back a second
barbecue
time.
Sauce.
Went back a second time. Got more potato salad because, of course.
Right.
The third time, third time Greg had put out the sausage rolls.
No,
I'm not going to have a sausage
roll. Guy, Jay? Are you usually three laps? Is that normal?
Well, no, but.
No, okay, you're not. Good. That's so, what I'm saying.
What, I'm going to not have a sausage roll?
Hey, look.
There's
Greg
a good reason.
We're just saying you gorged yourself.
Let the kids
Greg would have been very upset.
He would have been.
Yeah, you didn't have a sausage.
Yeah.
Come on.
But, again, the transformation and the morphing that's going on with DeForest, I'm quite proud to see the man that he is becoming.
There's no morphing. I like food. I'm hungry.
I guess so. You were texting on the way there. There'd better be potato salad.
Oh,
please.
Come on. Like,
please.
It wouldn't have been. Insult Greg like that.
Pig roast was a huge success yesterday. Already plans in place for next year's event.
Really?
We did the sausage party. We've done the pig roast. And Jay, we're already moving on.
You know what I learned yesterday? My boys were born on the date of last year's sausage party.
Really?
Yeah, because that's why I wasn't there. I thought I was in Australia, but it was the wrong time of year.
Well,
I was at a hospital.
You always have something going on.
I'm very busy.
Yeah. Australia or childbirth or golfing. Or...
Seattle for the Jays.
Yeah.
Make that happen, please, Lord. June 9th to 11th. Safeco Field.
Not that you're...
Sunny skies.
Not that you're looking for
booze
ahead or anything.
Oh, no. I just mean, you know, something like that happened. That'd be great.
World Series last night. Cubs even things up with a 5-1 win. They'll go to Wrigley. What a scene that will be. But, yeah, we are live on location. Warner going to join us here. It is not a Flames game day. They have a pair of days between games. They will take on Ottawa tomorrow. Today, back to practice.
Can we talk about Warner very quickly?
We could, yeah.
He was in his element maybe to a greater extent than I've ever seen him in his life last night. Like, you could see him at the rink and yucking it up with people around the dome, and he's, you're like, he's comfy here. It was next level at Bon Ton last night. Like, that guy, that was right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah,
he's
it was
just throwing seasoning on stuff, not talking to people, barging in different rooms, pulling secret sauce. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, like, he just went behind the counter and
he
went through the...
You'd think it was his place.
The seasonings, they have a huge rack with different tubs of seasoning and stuff. He went and grabbed a couple, and he's sprinkling things here and putting a dash of things there.
Every time you look over, he just wink at you like, don't tell. I'm doing this on my own here.
And he's, like, lovingly gazing at the guy who's carving up this pig.
It's like, look at that technique.
So would you, is that the way, because you go with the grain of the meat? Is that
now, what knife is that with the curled tip?
Oh, my goodness. Is that serrated, or is that straight edge?
Interesting.
Yeah, he had a good time. Details, I promise you, we're not going to talk about pig roast all morning, but it is fresh in our minds. And
it was great.
Jay has just stopped sweating.
Just.
Yeah.
Mm.
I love it. I've got the meat sweats.
That's a legit thing, the itis. Did you nearly nod off at the wheel on the way home or what?
Well, no,
here's
it's okay.
The thing. We almost ran out of food. I'll give you the full blow-by-blow of it.
All right.
But the opportunity was almost gone for me to gorge myself. Sad tales coming up. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Text 960-960 to send your message direct to Boomer, Warriner, and Pinder. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
We invite you to come and see us today. We are on location at the EnSuite. It is the Emco tent sale. Easy to find. You know where the mall is? Go to the mall and then turn. Think that's good enough?
No, but I think it's close.
Chinook Center.
61st Ave.
61st, go east. Kind of to the end. We'll be on the left-hand side just before that final intersection.
I think it's called Phillips Park that you would drive into if you kept going straight.
Don't
you
do
shouldn't.
That.
I think that's illegal.
Yeah, stop it.
I believe that's private property.
224 61st. They have the tent set up. It is this weekend. They're blowing things out. They need some room, and we're here to help. the only way we're here to help is just to talk about it.
Make sure that you get your
We're not going to sell anything and probably not even going to help you carry it to your car.
No.
But right now we're telling you, you should come here this weekend because tubs, sinks, hot water tanks, faucets, fittings. The thing with a lot of this, right, when you think of tubs and tanks and all of that, it takes up a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing in new product. And this stuff has to go. 6 until 8 p.m. today, tomorrow from 6 till 6, Saturday 8 till 4. 50 to 90% off all items being sold below cost. They need the room. You name it's the best names in the business, Kohler, Delta, Moen, you name it, it's here, and it is on sale until 4 p.m. on Saturday. The nice thing about this, like I was saying with the flapper, mm-hmm. you know, you go in there, what am I doing? Come here, and it's like, hi, come here, confused stranger. What's your problem?
We can help.
I can help you because this is what I do. I'm not just wearing a smock for a part-time job. This is what I do. So that would be my advice.
Say this, just real quick.
Yeah.
If you're a contractor, this is the day that you should be loading up. Because it's not just dudes for their home where you need one $20 piece. Like, if you're a contractor, you have a business, or you are building something massive for your business, this is the day.
Or even if, because I'm kind of in that category, if you're even thinking, might not be this winter, mm-hmm. might be down the road, maybe spring, that you're going to upgrade and change some of your fixtures and all of that, or if you're, mm-hmm. we're going to reno the bathroom, just maybe not, do it today.
Huge savings.
The stuff, it, and sit on it, and you'll be happy that you did. Again, here until 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow 6 till 6, Saturday 8 till 4. Cubbies, 5-1 win over the Cleveland Indians yesterday. Cubs 4-hit the Indians on this night. Jake Arrieta continues his brilliance. 5 2/3, had a no-hitter going through, basically going into the sixth inning. One run, two hits, six Ks. Not a great night for Trevor Bauer. 87 pitches through 3 2/3. He leaves, takes the loss.
That's not a lot of innings pitched in a World Series game for the snarky and smart-alecky drone enthusiast.
He is very, very smart-alecky.
I was glad I could get a standing O when I left. Yeah, well, it's like, hey, dummy, if you didn't play with your drone in a hotel room, you might have swept
playing
the Jays.
If you weren't playing with your damn toys. His pitches to innings pitched ratio this postseason is not very good.
No.
So they will play in Wrigley coming up Friday night. First game there in 71 years.
Madness.
Unbelievable. It's not a very big place.
It isn't. It's tiny. I would think that as compared to your normal major league ballpark, the footprint would be a third. Like, there's literally no room. It's a street boxing it in everywhere, and a lot of them are turned into pedestrian streets on game day or permanently, and as you mentioned, it's just in some neighborhood. It's a one of a kind. I mean, Fenway would be the closest thing to it, but it is going to be special. And everyone in Chicago that has spent any time in Chicago, from Chicago, like Chicago, this is the event of the decade, I would bet.
And we don't see, this is the thing, I'm happy for them, I'd like them to win, but I don't want them to win because
we want this to live on.
The time is 6:22. We shall break here, and the Stampede Report, Pinder Report, Ask Rhett, Sports Select, we've got a busy show for you coming up on your Thursday. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well,
serious air piano going on.
That was very good.
Well, that was pretty bad. I was trying my hardest, though.
Were you impressed?
No.
Who, me?
Yeah. Are you impressed with the...
I'm always impressed with whatever you guys do.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you're here.
I was minutes from being still asleep.
Are you out of breath here?
Well, I figured it was a little closer than going downtown, so when the alarm went off...
Snoozy poo? Yeah.
Oh. Time to go.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the last text that he sent to the group chat.
Well, in fairness, that's because we were out front. We're at the en suite today. and it's the tent sale, which is kind of around to the side near the back. You don't want to, I mean.
So there's a showroom at the front, and this is like the contractor's
area. Oh, showroom's unbelievable. I mean,
the showroom looks like my kind of place.
My my notes tell me newly renovated 5,000 square foot showroom at this location. Unbelievable. Very fancy. You see your beautiful, luxurious home. You would have a lot of high-end fixtures in that, like we see here.
Well, of course, Dean. I like a good fixture.
Yeah.
Quality.
Yes.
It's a classy fellow.
Mm-hmm.
50 to 90% off in the tent. Tent sale today.
See?
50 to 90% off.
I like that, too.
Yeah. Which do you like more?
Probably the 50 to 90.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Well, you don't have to pick. Just do both.
Yeah.
Be classy.
Does it matter what we like,
somebody.
Though? Let's...
It doesn't.
No.
No, it really doesn't.
Somebody
matter
else
what we
doing
like.
The.
It's the other half.
Yeah.
Making the choice.
So, how are we? How is everyone doing? How are we coping? Last night was the big the pig roast. We're all here. Now you left partway, kind of near the end.
I had grandfather on babysitting duty,
yeah. So
I had to sneak out a little earlier, which was good because it saved me a. Second and third and potential fourth time through any sort of food line.
Yeah.
So I feel perfect.
It was near the end of the night. Now, Rhett and I came together just because we live close by, not because we're friends or actually enjoy each other's company.
Okay. Noted.
But we were getting ready to leave, and he's doing the... I was talking to some listeners, and he would do the flyby, hey, come on, let's go. Okay, all right. So I'd kind of wrap up the conversation, and then you'd look over, and he's got food on his plate.
Again?
Has somehow found a new plate.
I was walking by to say bye to someone, and that bowl of potato salad was stared at
and
me.
It's like he's, well, now he's eating again.
Looking into
so
your
we
eyes.
Continued the conversation, and it's like, boom, we got it.
Let's go.
Like, come on. Then a little bit later, all right, it's time to go. He's got a glass of wine going.
He'd have just
visiting
shushed.
Again. Yeah. So, but we did get out of there. Are you prepared for the official number from last night?
Well, I'm just trying to think like what Rhett would have done. I mean, like how many pounds did you add to that frame?
Okay, here's the thing. Greg Keller, Bon Ton Meats. He's not going to underdeliver. He's not going to overpromise. He's not going to if you're having 10 people for a meal, he's going to have enough food for 12 to 15.
Yep.
You're not going to be in a spot where, geez, I can't believe it's all gone. I'd like more, but there's none left. So we invited in the neighborhood of like 80 to 90, I think. He was bringing some people. So we were banking on about 100.
Yep.
So he made for 120 and then more.
Ooh.
So he had the Greg Keller math going, the Bon Ton meat math, if you will. 120 plus the extra... 15% or whatever.
Our boys can eat, I'll say that.
Here's the play-by-play. We did the first lap through. We had the chafing dishes set up, everything. Two lines went through, got their food, waited for the first round to go through, made a draw for Flames tickets, and then I'm like, oh, I'll go have a little bit more. I just kind of took the one couple little slices here and some potato salad. The trays were empty. Empty.
I saw some of the plates at a few of our boys.
I couldn't speak. I'm like, what is going on here? It was just like fluid, just like pig juice left in the bottom
I saw
of these
one
steam
man
trays.
With a plate that must have been a quarter of his body weight. It was appalling.
It was...
Like, I was just like, how is... No. That's...
Last night, Greg Keller and the people at Bon Ton Meats made 180 pounds of pork.
Oh,
and it was gone.
Wow.
Gone. They then went into their... They then brought out sausage rolls.
The beef ribs.
Beef ribs, pork ribs, chicken wings. They went into their showcase and started bringing out food. They brought another huge bowl and a vat of potato salad. I can't believe the animals that listen to this station.
Poor Keller.
This wasn't...
Like, yes. He's like, I can't... He's like, I'm happy. It's great. I love it, but... We made 180 pounds of pork. He's like, that's enough for like 150 people. We had 80 animals.
And it wasn't me.
Mm.
I snacked on the pork as it was being chopped.
Yeah, I mean, and that kind of fills
you
up.
I didn't even go through the line and take a serving.
DeForest made an absolute glutton out of himself.
Did he?
I was impressed and surprised.
Again, I feel like you're exaggerating.
My goodness. Just had food all through his beard.
It is tough for you, Jay, huh, to go out and attack like that. And still look civil.
I might be exaggerating a little bit, but I do love... I do love the love affair that we have with food on this radio. And it's not just us, clearly.
Yeah, our listeners.
How would you explain or describe how the meat, because there were the rib section, and then there were the pork chops. The rib section were at least an inch like that, and a half, 2 inches thick. And guys were taking two of those plus
easy
salad, plus more of the pork chops, like mounds of food. And crushed every bit of it. Keller said, like, that's what Keller does. He's in the meat business. He says, I don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like it.
There were some barrels there. Like, there were some kegs on the dudes that rolled in. This was not a quinoa and smoothie group, I'll tell you that.
That's what we were saying. Imagine if we ever did that. Like, if some health club came in and said, yeah, we'd like to do an evening where we bring you out and we're going to have some kale and spinach and quinoa. It's like,
not
we'd have lots
crew
of that
not
crap
that
left
crew
over. There'd be no, you wouldn't be running out of that slop, but you bring out some barbecue sauce and potatoes and meat, and yeah, we're going to gorge our way through it. So, again, no small undertaking for Greg. We talk a lot about Bon Ton, but a lot of people came up there like, man, I've heard about this place. It's my first time. This place is awesome. That's the other part of it, that they have the food that's already made. It's like, I don't feel like cooking tonight.
Perfect.
I guess we'll grab some potato salad, or maybe beef ribs, pork ribs, meat pies, roasted chicken, whatever the case may be. But Greg is the best. Can't believe the show he put on for everybody last night. And plans are already in place for next year's eating fiesta.
You guys were bashing around some ideas.
Yeah, somebody brought it up. So let me get this straight. So last year you did the sausage party, and you went through like pounds and pounds of sausage. Now, this year, you did the pig, and basically, four pigs? I don't even know how much we went through.
Well, 180 pounds, easy.
Well, think about that. Anyway, how do you top it? Well, we're well-schooled in the language of meat and food.
In the eating arts.
Yes, the eating arts. I'm sure we'll find a way to get into it. But what a night. And DeForest. God.
It's like SeaWorld. The first three rows are getting sprayed around them. Roped off area.
There's no utensils.
Beard balm just turned into pig juice.
Jay, would you like a napkin?
No.
No.
Not done.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Sugar. Great night. We're live on location today at the Ensuite. It's the EMCO tent sale. All items being sold below cost. They need space. Tubs, sinks, hot water tanks. We're talking about big items. Takes up a lot of space. They got to get it out the door, and this is how they do it. And you stand to be the beneficiary. Now, not hard to find, right, Red? You just got here.
It was very easy. I was worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Shouldn't have been, right?
No.
Easy peasy.
Fred can get here.
End of 61st.
Yeah. Chinook Center, 61st. Go east. Go to the end. Right there.
Bingo bango.
It's not hard. Even for our guys.
Yeah.
They knew they were finding their way to Bon Ton.
Through a meat coma.
Yeah.
Even they could find their way here.
Yeah.
Busy show. We'll come. You know what? I got to do the...
do it when we come back. If you want,
I'll do the Stampede Report when we come back. And just after 7 o'clock, the Pinder Report. NHL story from last night. World Series is evened up, heading back to Chicago, and much more. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Turn my mic on. Who am I, Rhett Warner?
Turn mine on.
You're on. I got you. Doing our sports select picks a little bit later on.
Oh, good. I need another entry.
No.
This is the week.
Not this week, dude. Not this week. There's some soft spots there for sure. Teams coming off a bye, other teams with major travel. Yeah, man.
Injuries.
Yep.
Guaranteed winner.
Oh, guaranteed. Tonight, Jacksonville and Tennessee.
They do that every year.
Oh, my God.
They do it every year.
Stinky. Just pure, like, stench.
I'm sorry, but that is no good.
Are we airing that football game tonight, Jay?
Yes, sir.
That stinky, stench football game.
Yeah.
Stop. We'll have it. Yeah, we'll have it for you tonight. Of course, as we love Thursday night football. We are at the En Suite. It is their MCO tent sale. They've been an MCO dealer here for 63 years. The En Suite has been a part of Calgary since 1906. This weekend, it is the tent sale. They need to move things out 50 to 90% off. They right now, the En Suite, they work with all the top builders in the city. If you want to come here and start shopping around, find what you might want in your home, hey, these people can, they have a hydronic team, Brett.
I love them.
Yep. The hydronic team will go.
You need a good hydronic team if you're going to do some work at the house.
You totally do. Well, I mean, imagine when you were doing, if you didn't have a hydronic team.
Key.
You'd be just kind of lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really key having a good hydronic team by your side. You know, when you get stressed out about stuff.
Right. Should we move on, do you think?
Hydroponic, right?
Yeah, well, that's the DeForest we were saying. He's got the hydroponic team.
I don't need a team.
You've got it all squared away?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Let's take a look at the Stampeder Report.
The Calgary Stampeder Report, brought to you by ATB Financial. Put your money where your heart is with ATB Financial. Bank on Alberta and bank on a strong return. Who's got your back? At ATB, we do.
Well, as we know, history is in the making and in the offing for the Calgary Stampeders. Already 9-0 at home, one of three teams in Stampeder history to do it. They took their photo the other day, and you look at it, and it was George Johnson who wrote for the Stampeder website. Is this the picture? Is this the photo that we're going to look at years and years down the road and remember as maybe the greatest Stampeder team of all time? Pretty impressive when you look at what they've been able to accomplish. 16-1-1 regular season is potentially there. It would eclipse the 16-2 standard set by the 1989 Edmonton Eskimos. I get that the overtime rules have changed and that teams have been in and teams have been out, but the numbers are the numbers, and the Stamps, all they can do is play the schedule they're given, and 16-1-1 would be phenomenal. Dave Dickinson, obviously, we talked to him earlier in the week. It's not insignificant to try and nail something like that down. All that stands in their way right now is a game against Montreal. The Alouettes, a couple weeks ago, released two of their better receivers after the point where they could sign on with other teams. They've made a coaching change. Now, Jacques Chapdelaine came in. It's not been a great year for them, but since they made that coaching change, they have gone 2-2. However, they are going to have their hands full with a very determined and focused Stampeder team. Expect Drew Tate to play a ton. I would expect that Jerome Messam will be used sparingly, and that maybe someone like Deverus Daniels will see limited action as they get ready for the postseason. It will be a long break, as we know. November 20th will be the next game for them after this Sunday, but that's what you play for. I think it would probably be a little bit unfair to say, well, you want to finish first and you want to get to the West Final, and then say, well, geez, now you're going to be off for a long time. That's what you played for. So that is what's happening. Sunday morning, 11 a.m., just 3 days away from their finale of the regular season, a chance for league history for the Calgary Stampeders. And that's your Stampeder Report.
The Calgary Stampeder Report, brought to you by ATB Financial. Put your money where your heart is with ATB Financial. Bank on Alberta and bank on a strong return. Who's got your back? At ATB, we do.
Boomer Warner in the morning. We are live on location at the En Suite. EnSuiteCalgary.com is the website. We invite you to come down to the tent sale. I want to go and look at some faucets, and I might even try and touch base with their hydronic team.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Start there.
Right? Who wouldn't want to be on the old hydronic team?
It's better to start there than to be out on your own.
Yeah. Day off for the Calgary Flames yesterday. Back at it today.
It's probably a good off day for the boys.
I would think.
After
for
those
once.
Two nights. Monday, Tuesday, back-to-back wins against tough Central Division teams on the road.
Maybe should have had them in, keep them focused.
Got to go home and hang out with your wife.
Rhett would have broken his CBA-mandated off day like Todd McClellan
because
he wasn't happy enough with the 4 points in two nights.
Seems to be working for someone.
Sorry, baby. They didn't cancel the off day. I know what you're talking about.
Moved
the Oilers.
It.
They just moved it.
Yeah.
They were upset.
Very late notice.
Not allowed.
Every loss this year, the Oilers will move a mandated off day.
Yeah.
They've been good.
I'm going to put DeForest on the spot.
Oh, dear.
I feel badly for doing this, but I just thought of it again yesterday. Do you have the Rob Gronkowski clip from earlier this week, Jay? He scored his 68th touchdown to lead the team, like the franchise history. And the next one, of course, was going to... I mean,
one more, I got 69 touchdowns, if you know what I mean. Only you know what I mean, baby.
Ooh. We really kind of didn't give that the credit that it deserves.
Oh,
I mean,
I don't know.
Got some run.
Thank you. Like, have we ever heard anything that ridiculous?
It's quite juvenile.
In a press conference setting by a grown adult?
Deliberate.
Like, he's a grown man.
That guy is 27 years old.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. That guy, like, this is the guy that NFL teams cannot stop. He is one of the greatest touchdown makers of our game today. Brilliant minds. Every single week go and try and shut down this offense and this man. And this is who is outsmarting defensive coordinators and brilliant coaches in the NFL. This guy. Unbelievable.
He's a Buffalonian.
Only you know what I mean, baby.
South Buffalo, did you say?
Yeah. There's so many layers to it. I was like,
he talking to a female reporter?
I don't.
Or a buddy reporter? I don't know.
It might be the guy, like, is it the guy that asked the question? But the fact that he had it locked and loaded.
Like, and he thought about that.
And yeah, he had it ready. And he thought this was going to, like, and listen to the room. Like, no one laughs.
Oh, crickets.
Right? Like, no one, aside from him, laughs. There's things about it I like. There's that. The fact that he thinks no one's going to see this coming.
Wow.
Like, I am going to floor them with this creativity and brilliance.
Roll one on more, I got 69 touchdowns, if you know what I mean.
Nothing. And he laughs at himself with that laugh. I love it. It's the best. I mean, truly, that did not get the run that it deserved on our station. Especially our station.
I think we'll continue with it.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
That is the guy that gave that laugh is one of the most powerful people in the National Football League.
Whoa, wait now. He's a tool for Mr. Belichick.
A great tool. Maybe the best tool outside of the quarterback that he's had in the last decade.
I don't think he's outsmarting.
No, absolutely not. I think he's a specimen with the 12-year-old
I'm not saying he's outsmarting them. What I'm saying is there are brilliant minds that can't shut him down.
Yeah. he's got the tools.
To satisfy.
Did you ever have a teammate like that? Like, he's 10 years removed from high school, and you would never know it listening.
I was thinking about that. Who's the Gronkowski
that you play
in the NHL? Or in, I mean, who would it be?
And if it doesn't have one, then he would have to be Gronk. Isn't that the rule? Because there's got to be one along the way.
Is there anyone? Because he's not mean.
No.
He's not a dirty player. I don't know that he's a terrible teammate. The guys are probably like,
no, he's just a juvenile.
This is Gronk. Yeah. But he's one of the best at what he does, and he's a complete moron.
He's a Munson.
Yeah,
you know
he's
what
a
I mean.
Jay, please, just from start to finish, the whole thing, again, I'm floored by it.
One more, I got 69 touchdowns, if you know what I mean. Only you know what I mean, baby.
There's like one little giggle in there, maybe.
That's probably the guy who he's... saying, you know what I mean,
yeah,
baby.
And it's
everyone else didn't get the joke, but you did.
And that laugh is a, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe that you went there. That's one of the more amazing things I think I've heard maybe in 2016.
I do love this dead silence, too.
Yeah, like, there's not laughter.
You can hear the...
because if
the
there's one thing...
lights on the ceiling.
Yeah. The lights are humming. There's one thing when coaches or when athletes make a bad joke in a scrum, all the media hens will chortle and laugh. Right?
Always. It's
even that didn't get that lame media laugh.
We're like spaghetti and meatballs.
Right? I mean,
Bob.
Oh, you. What a wisecracker you are. Gronkowski throws out the 69, and everyone just sits there and everybody just had to have looked at each other.
Was it a frown, do you think, or just a sigh, or like, what was everyone?
They're probably just so used to it, but you try and put yourself in that guy's head. Because you know what? Yeah, he had a home run shot right there. He was waiting for someone because he's not smart enough to just come off of the cuff. He had that locked and loaded and whatever he was expecting. And the laugh. Of course he laughs like that.
Oh.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
That guy has to laugh like that.
The other layer is you wonder how he felt about, like, the response he got. Was he like, oh, that was weird. They must not have
gotten
it.
They didn't get it, Jay.
Yeah.
That's why the one guy, you know what I'm saying.
Was he embarrassed?
If you would have gone up to him afterwards, be like, geez, Rob, do you think that was the right thing to say? What do you think his response would be? Like, what?
Only you know what I mean, baby.
That was hilarious. I love Gronk. I'm in love with Gronk.
Now, who's offended by this?
No one,
has
I hope.
Has it been...
I don't think anyone's offended.
Okay, good.
He's just that's... dur.
I don't think it was a female reporter. We would have heard about that he was talking.
That's what I was
If
like.
It was, you know what I mean, baby, to a female reporter, that's
completely
probably
different
wrong.
Thing.
See, yeah. And that is funny. That he would say baby and to a male reporter.
You know what I mean, baby. He's dur for sure.
Can you think of anyone?
No.
Who would be that?
No, because he's that, but he's also fun-loving, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you might have dur, but it's really dur.
What about the juvenile thing, though? Like, the I'm stuck in junior high school joke mode? Come on, there's got to be a one or two guys.
But this was really bad. He's making a 69 joke.
This is like the scene in Superbad with the character that can't stop drawing D's all over his paper.
And they're trained to give interviews, right? Like,
yes.
Don't say anything stupid. Make it 100%. And
I remember when Crosby came into the league, they had their PR guy, their media relations guy, and they had one guy just for Sid.
Yeah.
To make sure that reporters didn't bully him or that he didn't say anything. Like,
last good quote Sid ever gave? Next one will be the first one.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right, and he's had media training since he was 14. He was that good, right? Like, he's been on all these. Anytime there was a best-on-best Canada tournament, he was there, clearly.
But can you imagine if you had to be, like, the Gronk media police?
I'd love it. If I could just tag along with Gronk, I'd be a very happy man.
Apparently he ran... I don't know if he still does it, but at least one or two off seasons, he just ran like 8 to 10 party buses and charged people per head and threw parties.
Well, didn't they
have partied with everyone
and the boat? Right? Didn't they have a party boat,
a yacht,
party bus?
Yes. This guy is fantasy camp next level.
He may struggle with the second phase of
life. I was going to say.
He may.
There's a guy.
That might.
Life after football?
Although he might be famous.
I'll say this, though. In Boston.
He might be in Hollywood.
In Boston, he's going to be fine.
Yeah, but he's still not.
It's like, how many championships? He might not have to have a second career after this, is my point. The guy never need to pull his wallet out again in his life.
It's maybe unfair, but when you hear someone laugh like that, you can very quickly connect the dots onto just what kind of a person you're talking to.
You're disappointed. Okay. Rhett didn't give us a name.
I don't know if there is one. Like, that's next level. in all of sports.
Well, you would have heard the guy's name too, because if he's doing Gronkonian stuff,
yeah, Gronkonian, that's good.
Then you would remember, right?
Gronkonian.
If he was speaking Gronkanese,
that's right.
We would have heard it.
Oh dear.
Because there's no, like, I go back over the, like, Olewa. He didn't have a personality, though, right? Like,
no,
he would.
Yeah. He was just.
He'd give you a bad quote.
And there's he's probably a sweet guy. Like, he's probably a very nice guy. I don't think there's a bad side there.
Yeah, I don't think it's an evil mastermind.
No.
In one hand, you have Gronk, and then in the other hand, the no fun, stale Bill Belichick. And they have to work together because he's a weapon unlike anyone else in that position in the National Football League. And he's a brilliant coach. Imagine the stuff that he, like...
Belichick probably loves it, right? Because it probably forces him to have to laugh at himself. Right? Or at least laugh.
God love you, Gronk. Love you, buddy. Don't stop being you. Yeah, I was sitting there yesterday. It's like, we played it. But we didn't give it the love it deserves. I think we've captured it now.
I think you've captured the love.
7 o'clock, the Pinder Report coming up. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.